This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the common traditions as we wind up one year and begin another is taking stock, reviewing where we've been, and figuring out where we will go in the new year. A few good places to focus that review would be finances and the prospects for the housing market. TransUnion is out today with its 2014 consumer credit forecast. We're joined by Timothy Martin. He's a group vice president, U.S. housing market for TransUnion. Welcome.
Hi, thanks very much.
So before we get into the main findings of the new report, tell us, where did these numbers come from?
Yeah, so at TransUnion, we're one of the three national credit bureaus, and we have information on almost every consumer's credit loans in the country. So their mortgages, their credit cards, their auto loans and whatnot. And we track their ability and their willingness to make those payments over time and use that to help them get loans in the future.
Well, let's start. So what is the forecast for 2014 on mortgage loan delinquencies?
Yeah, so for 2014, we're expecting mortgage loan delinquencies to improve again. They have been improving. And we're going to see another improvement next year, meaning more and more borrowers will be able to make their mortgage payments. So for context, we ended last year as a nation just above 5% delinquencies, meaning 5% of all mortgage borrowers were delinquent on their accounts. We're going to end this year just below 4% delinquency, right around 4. And then we're going to end next year, 2014, at 3.75. So good improvement this year that we're currently in, and a little bit more improvement again next year.
And then mortgage delinquencies are quite a warning sign of foreclosure. What are you forecasting for 2014?
Yeah, so for 2014, we're forecasting that the delinquencies will actually improve. Now, some of that will be people who have been delinquent for a long time may finally go through a foreclosure process.
Okay.
But actually, a lot of it is folks who, as house prices start to rise and interest rates are still low, even though they're up recently, folks who've had a chance to maybe sell their home or refinance their mortgage to help get them out of a loan that they've had trouble making payments on recently. So it's some foreclosure, but it's actually some people who are finally able to kind of get out of a bad monthly budget situation.
Now, the category of subprime borrower delinquency levels, explain to us, what is that marker? What does it tell us?
Yeah, so I guess there's two things about subprime borrowers. These are borrowers with kind of lower credit scores than some of the population. And one thing to note is that since the recession, they have made up a much smaller percentage of total mortgage originations. They've dropped by almost half. The share of total mortgages. Now, that has been true, and it's just now starting to tick back up where it's flattened off, where some subprime folks are able to get mortgages, but it's a very slight tick up in a history where it's been really contracting. And their delinquencies, because they have, as represented by them having lower credit scores, you expect them to have higher delinquencies, mm-hmm. and in fact they do. So they are higher than the kind of average for the nation, but they're also improving over time. And again, it's people who have been, took out mortgages in 2006, 2007, saw their house prices go down. They've got delinquent kind of early, and they've been delinquent a very long time. And now either because employment is bouncing back and they're able to get straight with their loan, or they can refinance out, or yes, in some cases even go through foreclosure, those delinquency numbers, even for the subprime folks, are starting to work themselves down and will again. We're projecting will again next year.
Okay, so we're seeing improvement, Tim Martin. And now let's dive into people's wallets and look at credit card delinquency rates. And what do you predict?
Yeah, credit cards are kind of the opposite story of mortgage. Where in mortgage, we got to a historic high and we've been working our way down. Credit card, we actually have been kind of at a historic industry lows and just barely starting to tick our way back up now. So credit cards will end this year around 1.5% delinquency, and at TransUnion we're forecasting next year they'll end around 1.66%. So not a big increase, and really mostly just an indication of a really low starting point, very tight credit, really low starting point, and it's just starting to tick up a few basis points, a few percentage points, if you will, from those low levels.
What does this tell us about our behavior? What are we doing?
Well, on the credit card side, it's actually pretty interesting. In addition to those delinquencies being very low, people have been paying down their credit cards. They don't carry nearly as much credit card debt as they used to. So by the end of next year, we project that the credit card balances will be down to $5,400 on average on a credit card. And in more kind of traditional times, just a few years ago, people used to carry around $5,800. So that's about, you know, it's almost a 10% reduction in how much people have on average on their credit card. So they're not using debt as much, improving their credit position, really low delinquencies on credit cards. And I think the encouraging thing about that is if any of them did get into trouble, it means they have more capacity maybe today on their credit card limit than they did before. So, you know, right now for credit cards, it's a very positive story for the borrowers.
Is it broken down at all by state? Is there anything you can give us as far as what's happening in Michigan?
Yeah, I certainly can talk about Michigan. And again, looking across every borrower we know about in Michigan, which is darn near all of them, let's talk about mortgage delinquencies, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Michigan has done just a little better than average, the U.S. average, all throughout this period. So while the U.S. peaked at around 7% back in 2009, early 2010, Michigan peaked at 6.4% of their borrowers being delinquent on their mortgages. Last year, you ended at 3.8%, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're projecting Michigan will end at 2.8%. So that's a 25% improvement on the mortgage delinquency rate year over year. That's a really big improvement for Michigan, and just a little bit better even than the nation did themselves. Next year in 2014, we think Michigan will get down to about 2.6%. So again, another 10% improvement for Michigan, and better again than the U.S. average. So always a little bit better than the U.S. average, and performing better than the U.S. This year, and we're projecting next year.
So it sounds like all signs are pointing to the recovery continuing.
Yeah, right now that's what we see in the data. 2013 was a really good year from improving credit positions, both in mortgage and card. And 2014, I'm sorry, we think will be a continuation. The credit situation is certainly improving right now.
Tim Martin is with TransUnion. They're out with their 2014 consumer credit forecast. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you.